I said it earlier in the week, man, we ain't got no pressure. You know, we don't have no pressure. We just got to go out there and play football. There's nothing on us, the pressure on us. There's nobody picking us. There's nobody thinking our 39-year-old quarterback can go play well. That's just, you know, yeah, man, I guess it's the underdog mentality, but we ain't got no pressure.
You like that?
I've always liked it. I mean, it's been since, you know, everybody like offense. You know, when we were the number one offense in the league, you know, for the last 2 years, you know, you can kind of feel the sense that we had to go out and perform great every day. We know that, you know, the days when defense is not playing well, we're going to pick it up on offense. Days we're not playing well, the defense got us. And the days both sides not playing well, special teams got us.
Do you feel less pressure on your shoulders now that you have a fantastic defense? Say, opposed to when you guys were putting up 606 points?
I wouldn't say that, because the pressure is still not to put the defense in a bad position. You know, we don't want to be the one that get them short field. They got to defend short field. So there's pressure on that aspect. But we also do know that, you know, there will be ups and downs in the games, and we don't need a lot more ups than we do need downs. We just need to stay level throughout.
And you guys are keeping preparations the same? I mean, this is all different, but your
preparations? Our preparations are the same. You know, when we go out there and have practice today like we did yesterday, we got the music bumping, we still laughing, we still having fun. You know, when it's time to get in work in between them lines, we're still taking care of business on that aspect. I mean, that's just the type of team we are. You know, starting down from Kubiak, I mean, I just think, you know, our leader, who you say our head coach, he's level-headed. He's not, you know, we don't never see him, you know, worried or stressed, or, you know, we always see him the same Kubiak since he came in April, since he called our phones and told us how he was going to be. That's how he's been all year.
That's important. You keep it the
same. I think so. You know, I mean, we're creatures of habit. That's what people say. I think the only thing that changed was halftime, but that's Beyonce. So, you know, we'll all try to, you know, turn on the TV for that little one time after we get done talking about halftime adjustments. But other than that, we'll be fine.
Is there something that you said about the school experience
you've had being there? Does that feel different? You know, I think it do. I mean, you know, you got DeMarcus and Talib and TJ, they probably got a different experience than, you know, what me and I think 17 other players have. You know, we look at it as in it's a more of a business trip, especially for me. I can speak for me and TJ just being home. We've seen San Francisco plenty of times, so it's not like New York when we got to go to this place and go to this place and see Times Square and at night. And nah, man, Frisco at night ain't showing you nothing. Frisco during the day ain't showing you nothing. So, you know, I've seen it before. Oh, yeah, that's true. I mean, you know, preparing 2 years ago, you know, like I said, I would have only played if Noshon and Monte would have got hurt, or one of them would have got hurt. But playing 2 years ago, the preparation was a little bit different, because you just never know when your time is. This Sunday, I know I'm going to be out there, and I know I got an opportunity to help my teammates win. And, you know, that just gave me the confidence to stay relaxed and stay calm and be ready to go. Oh, it's some players, man. I mean, I grew up, I think Talib, this is Abe. I grew up watching Talib. I grew up watching DeMarcus. Of course, we all grew up watching Peyton. You know, to be on the same field with them, on the same team with them, people that you watch, you know, when you grow up, and hey, man, those are idols. Get a chance to play with them is amazing. I would let you know that you belong, you know, and I think I proved that within my play. I think my teammates will say some great things about me within my play that, you know, they can count on C.J. Anderson when it comes to Sunday putting on the field. So I respect that.
Everybody said that about your kids. You saw the same thing with your teammates?
Oh, all the time. I mean, you know, I said it the other day, I really love this team. It's not like I didn't love other teams, but it's just something about these group of brothers that I go to war with every day, I go to battle with and see every day. You know, we play for each other. It's not too many teams. I mean, other than Carolina, when you see Carolina, when you turn on the tape, Carolina plays for each other. And I just think, you know, you will see a lot of love on that game for each other this Sunday.
I remember early in the season we were talking about all the Twitter haters that were talking about how Hodgson could be the first now, Hodgson could be number one. And if you and Ronnie were to combine your numbers, you would have had, like, you know, all these incredible numbers. And you were saying, like, hey, I'll take this, whatever, as long as I can touch it. You think any, like,
I mean, this is what it is. I mean, you know, those same ones in the beginning, I just remember like week 14, 15, 16 when my game started increasing and got better, I was winning some of those fantasy leagues too. So, you know, I guess it's just love-hate relationship. But nah, you know, we learned a lot. You know, it was a new system. You know, we were so used, like you said, we put up 606 points at one time, one point in my career. I was used to putting up 40. And we learned a lot with this new system and what we had to do. And I think we all bought in. You know, no matter, you know, when we change our guards, whether it's Max starting or Evan or Lewis, whether it was, you know, we had Clady, lost Clady, we filled in Tyler for a couple games, and we lost Tyler, then now it's Schofield. Whether it's me and Ronnie switching, whether it's Brock and Peyton switching, the system never changed. I think we all as a team bought into the offensive system, and we're standing here today because 53 players on that roster put us in this position. Yeah, you just start seeing things. You know, I was a lot more healthy after the bye, you know, and that's something I can speak of. And, you know, I told myself what I needed to do after the bye week. And I think since that Green Bay game, after a couple big runs under my belt, it's just been finding its way since on then. So just trying to keep that up for Super Sunday.
You guys have had three comebacks.
Yeah, right.
And they've gotten off to quick start. So how valuable will that resiliency experience be if Carolina's getting off to a fast start?
I think it'd be huge, you know. I mean, the goal is don't let them get off to a fast start. You know, let it be a boxing match. Let us just keep punching punches back and forth. But us being down 14 to some very, very good teams, you know, it lets us know that, you know, we're battle-tested. We've been there before. You know, we know what we have to do to get back in the games. And, you know, we'll finally be a rise and woke up. But hopefully that don't come in. You know, we come out Super Sunday excited, ready to go, but not too overexcited and too overconfident. We come out with our game plan and stick with our plan on all three phases in the game. Relentless. Teams fight. You know, we fight as a team. We might be on the sideline and yell at each other, which y'all probably don't hear. Maybe NFL films have them. But, you know, at the end of the day, we trust in one of each other to get the job done. You know, when we're down 14-0 and the defense is looking at us and I tell the defense I'm going to go make a play or we're going to make a play, next thing you know, it's Emmanuel, DT, myself, Ronnie, Owen, someone, Vernon, someone's making a play to make the game 14-7. As soon as we make the game 14-7, the defense saying we're going to get the ball back. Next thing you know, they go three and out and we just try to continue to make plays from there. I mean, that's just feeding off each other and what we need to get done. I said that. I doubt it happened. Nah, not at all. Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you, CJ.
Oh, anytime. Thanks, Drew. See you, man. She would not. She don't want to be a part. That's why I wouldn't name the five people that's coming to the game. I mean, everybody knows it's her, of course, but she don't want to be no part of the experience. That's what she told me. She it's not all business. She just don't want to take the moment away from her son. She'd rather just be my mom. You know, we're not talking to every other mom in the building. I would assume Demaryius' mom is probably the same way. She don't want to do nothing. You know, Demaryius' mom came out of prison so she can enjoy Demaryius. Not the cameras that's going to be in front of her.
It's so cliche to say family and camaraderie helps you win games. But is it really that serious?
I think so. I mean, you can tell when teams play for each other. I mean, like I said, when you turn on that tape and watch Carolina, when you see a team play for each other, got each other back, we're getting each other face when the time is right, but got each other back. I mean, I just think that makes, you know, that makes me look next to my brother and go, man, it don't matter what I do, right, wrong, ugly, he going to have my back. And, you know, I can't say other teams, some other teams probably don't feel that way, but, you know, even though Tlaib played corner, Tlaib got my back. I know that for a fact. You know, whether we're out as a team and something happens or whether we're on that football field and something happens, I know Tlaib going to be the first one out there for me. I just think, you know, it's the character of the team. Of course, it's the people that you work with. You know, they got to be those type of people. But then, you know, we all realize what we want, and that's one goal, which is to win a championship. And when everybody's on that one goal and that one rise, it's a good thing. You know, getting to a Super Bowl is tough. I mean, DeMarcus, this is his first. Then I think I'll be on my second in 2 years. Nah, I wouldn't have thought that. But, you know, when you put a team together and, you know, you go through April OTAs and mini camp, training camp, and then, you know, you go through preseason, and when the roster gets together and you look at the roster and you go, man, we got a pretty special team. And, you know, you start having special moments within the season, you realize it can be possible. And we made that dream come true.
Time win against the Patriots, special moment for you or just something you had to do?
It had to get done. Don't get me wrong. It was special. I'm not going to act like it wasn't special. You know, that run down that left sideline was something crazy. But it just showed the hard work, you know, from the bye week on. You know, when I told myself from the bye week on what I wanted to do. And, you know, I just got that done. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, we always say take advantage of every opportunity. And the opportunity of itself was to, you know, run through that hole and win that game at that moment. And I took advantage of that. A little bit. But then, you know, as I'm running and it got bigger, I said, look, man, if this don't go, I got to be out the league. So I told myself that and took care of business. Neva Craig. NEBA Craig, CRAIG. AIG. Which one? Byron Brooks. Yeah, and then Kalen Anderson. K apostrophe L A N, and then Anderson. Same last name as me. Yep. No. Just CJ all my life. Yeah, thank you. Man, you know, I love Broncos country. You know, coming in as an undrafted, they accepted me with open arms. I had that game, preseason game against the Niners, and they really accepted me then, of course. But, you know, just tell them I'm going to be as special as they want me to be this Sunday. I can give you that.
You and the team focused.
Oh, yeah, we're ready to go. You know, we're not wearing down of what the week presents itself. We kind of knew. We're ready to rock and roll. We're ready to go, ready to have fun, and you know, bring back home a championship.
What's been different this week in preparation for Sunday's game than throughout the regular season?
Nothing different. We stay in our routine. We stay in what we do. You know, we're still at practice, flying around, having fun with the music. You know, Vaughn is still being Vaughn with his dances. We're just enjoying everything. Nah, I never say that. I say John Elway put the team together, and I'm blessed to be on the team, and I got a job to get done so I can stay on this team.
Do you interact with him much at all?
Yeah, I think it's he calls me a dirty golden bear because he went to Stanford. So, you know, that's my boss. I can't really argue with that. But, nah, I just think him being from California, me being from California, we chat. When I get a chance to talk to Mr. Elway, we always have fun conversations. Nah, that don't make a difference. I mean, you know, it's a different role. You know, when he played for him and his teammates back then. And now what he does, he's doing it for the organization, which he think is best.
But you don't think he has, like, a different understanding for it or a different...
That's something you got to ask him. I wouldn't know. That's, you know, the only person who probably can answer that is Peyton. You know, I'm a little bit low on the food chain to be asking that question. I think it's just an office about us, you know. It's, I can tell you from my 2 years being here, it's not all on Peyton Arm and then us trying to make plays to help him out. I just think it's us making plays as a team, you know, and I think that's what 18 feels good about. You know, he likes the fact that, you know, everything is not on him and he can go out there and have fun and, you know, play to be the same 18 he's been for 18 years. It brings it together. I just think as a team, you know, you put your trust. I mean, you know, when the game's on the line, if the ball is in Peyton's hand, we're happy. If it's in Demarius's hand, we're happy. Emmanuel, we're happy. Myself and Ronnie, we're happy. You know, if the ball is in multiple people's hands who can make plays, that's all it's about.
You getting really antsy? You getting tired of answering questions?
No. Really? I've been relaxing. It's a relaxing thing. It's a part of the job. I understand that. You know, as players, you know, we can flip our mind and flip our switch on and off to what we want to do, and this is our media mind right now, so we're enjoying the moment.
Is there anything about running on the Panthers that's different than running on any other team?
Nah, they're a stout defense. We play some great defenses, and they're stout. And, you know, we just continue to gotta, you know, we got to pick our spots in the run game when it comes. There will be players that make in the run game, and when those opportunities predict themselves, me, Ronnie and myself, we got to take advantage of them.
You know what you'll do on Saturday?
I'll be in the hotel room relaxing. Just like I'm relaxed up here right now. I'll be in the hotel room just chilling and, you know, you look over your notes for the final preparation, but I trust the plan. I trust the plan that we put together. I trust my teammates. I trust my brothers. And Sunday, we'll just go out there flying around, have fun.